flirting with disaster. Yeah, why not? Jason Pett joins us right now from U.S. Risk Assurance Strategy Leader at PwC. Jason, glad to have you on the show. We are looking at the year ahead, and disruption is a given. Surprises are a given. Talk to us about taking advantage of that.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me.
Appreciate
the opportunity to be here. You know, companies are constantly thinking about disruption from a couple of different angles. First, how are they going to disrupt the markets around them? Second, how could they be disrupted? When they think about disruption, they generally think about it in a couple different angles. One is, how can I leverage technology? We see that all the time with companies leveraging the technological advances to take their core business out into to the consumer in a different way. They think about entering into new geographies or new markets with new products and new services. Or they look internal and think about, how can they disrupt their own way of thinking? With each one of those, companies that we're finding that are thriving in this environment are not only thinking about the disruption itself, but thinking about what they're trying to achieve with that, what is their business objective, and what are the potential risks that could cause them to not achieve that. What we're finding is that companies that think about risk management at the very beginning of the process rather than at the end, after they've received that risk, are finding themselves to be far more effective at executing their strategy, because they've thought about what the could potentially go wrong before it begins.
So risk management isn't necessarily, oh my God, it's a disaster, we're going to fall apart, but it's also thinking about these things are affecting, changing their business, and that can be an opportunity for them.
That's absolutely right. So if you think about what could go wrong, you know, you certainly want to guard against that, and that's a big aspect of risk management. But you also need to think about what needs to go right. Right. So think about a company that's entering into a new market overseas. Two companies, Company A, enters in, understands their customer, goes in full bore to serve that customer, but doesn't think about maybe the regulatory implications, the impact of dealing with a new government, the impact of trying to launch their product along new service, new supply chains, new supply lines. Company B thinks ahead of that, understands the regulatory environment, understands the compliance restrictions, understands the supply chain demands, is prepared for that. It really enables them to move far faster.
So in other words, they're prepared for the disruption. They know what their supply chain is. But doesn't every company know what their supply chain is?
Well, I think every company knows what their supply chain is today. What they may not know is what their supply chain needs to shift to in order to be that disruptive force in the market. They might need to be thinking very differently than they are today.
We talked to it's strange, the interviews, Carol, that you and I do that sort of stick with you, but we talked to an insurance guy down in Orlando this summer who talked to us about his customer experience. His favorite customer experience was Uber, and that was what he is designing things around. But I wonder the role of sort of inspiration in planning for risk management, of looking for other disasters and thinking, oh, I better get ready for that.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of trying to predict the unpredictable, which is by definition impossible. But you can begin to think about what could go wrong or what could go right. What do I need to go right, and how do I think ahead of that? I mean, I don't want to use any specific company name, but the companies that are trying to execute these new technologically driven strategies, right? They may be taking customer data in a way that they've never taken it before. If the customer ultimately lost faith in their ability to control their data, they might be very less likely to engage with that customer or engage with that company.
Which industry do you think is least prepared for disruption?
Wow, I think I wouldn't put it into a specific sector. I would say that those that have recently disrupted and don't believe maybe that they need to continue to look ahead and continually to break their own model.
Yeah.
What we find is that people, they enter into a space, they feel like they've gotten there first or maybe second or third, but they feel like they're ahead of the curve. They don't keep challenging themselves to what I need to do next. How do I need to continue to break the mold and break my current thinking and constantly be disrupting myself.
Flip side, got about 15 seconds. Who does it well? Who do you think does anticipate who's going to be disrupting them?
Well, I think individual companies I'm just not able to comment on, but I think that those companies that really are thinking ahead and challenging themselves to think differently, those are the companies that are thriving.
Interesting.
Cool stuff.
Great. Yeah, thanks for having
Jason
me.
Jason Pett from PwC. Glad to have you on.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
you. You are listening to Bloomberg Advantage. We are live today at the Year Ahead 2016 Summit.
Nice to get an idea of what's coming down
at the park. Maybe get ready for some changes. Might be an opportunity.
And maybe we'll stop talking about the Fed. Nah, it's not going to happen.